Our sugya teaches the halacha of ksubas p'nin dichron. Ksubas p'nin dichron, as the Mishnah and the Gemara explain in great length, was a takana that Chazal instituted that when a woman gets married and she brings assets into the marriage, and by bringing these assets into the marriage, her husband gives her a ksuba. So Chazal wanted to encourage the wife's father to provide a nice dowry. But the father was reluctant to do so, because we know the halacha is that a husband inherits his wife. And the father would be concerned that if his daughter, the wife of this man, predeceases her husband, and now the Yarshim are the children, and he may have more than one wife. In the times of Chazal, that was obviously extremely common, that one would have more than one wife. And now when he dies, all of the Yarshim, all of his children, would inherit equally. But he might have had more children with other wives, not this father-in-law's daughter. Or, as the Rishonim also point out, the wife who is his daughter had few children, and the other wives had many children. So that will cause that the father-in-law will not want to provide. The father-in-law will not want to provide a nice dowry. In order to avoid this problem, Chazal instituted ksubas p'nin dichron. Ksubas p'nin dichron says that after the husband dies, as long as the Mishkan Daf Tzadik Aleph Amun Aleph teaches us, there's a maisa dinner, there's a dinner left over with which they can fulfill Hilchis Yerusha Daraisa. The rest is divided by each wife's children, each wife's Yarshim collecting her ksuba. And that created an environment that father-in-laws would be more comfortable in providing a decent ksuba for their daughters. But it's interesting how we know that all of halacha is really very much connected, and how the Paiskim use our Gemara, as we will discuss, to discuss a very, very important question. And that is, should one buy insurance or not? Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, in Igros Moshe, Ore Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, discusses this question. And obviously, the first question Rav Moshe addresses is buying an insurance policy considered a lack of bitachon? Says Rav Moshe that anything that is considered a normal way that people do conduct business, people conduct their lives, is not considered a lack of bitachon. That's considered in the same category as working. Certainly, no one, says Rav Moshe, has a right to say that I won't work and still I'll have panosa. Only people of great schusim, and even Rav Moshe says it's not clear even if you have great schusim. We know that the halacha is ein soimcho al neis. If somebody is not going to work and not have a means of livelihood, that isn't considered petachin. As the Gemara says, the Masechta Brachos Daf Samech says, the Gemara says that a person is not allowed to be mispalel al neis. The Gemara says that if somebody's wife is pregnant and he's mispalel, yirotzen shetelit ishti zocher, when she's already pregnant, it's considered a tefillah shav. And even though the Gemara asks from Leah, who was mispalel already after she was pregnant, and she was indeed pregnant with a male, that it should be a female, and that's how Dina was born. And the Gemara asks that even Leah, how is she allowed to do this? Even though Leah was from the Mos. And we know, says Ramosha, as we see in the Torah, the Mohis and the Avos were quite common to have Nisan. And so therefore, Ramosha says in the first place, asking a question from Leah is not really appropriate, because how could anyone compare themselves to Avos Imos? And even by Leah, says Ramosha, the Gemara says, that happened within the first 40 days of a pregnancy where it still could change. So certainly, says Ramosha, for someone to rely that I'll have panosa without doing any ishtadlus is prohibited. Of course, Ramosha says, that even though, as we're now explaining, everyone has to work, and without working he won't be zoicha to panosa, he has to believe and recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is established in Rosh Hashanah. But Ramosha says, so how do we reconcile these two conflicting concepts? That on one hand we're saying, you have to have bitachin, we have to recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to recognize kol mazonosav shel adam ketzuvim lo mi Rosh Hashanah, that everybody's panos is already established from Rosh Hashanah. And on the other hand, we are now saying that one has to work. Says Ramosha, that's exactly what it means. What it means is that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we indeed, of course, have to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all of that, how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us that panosa that only, of course, comes from Hashem, that only comes through a normal channel of working? And Ramosha goes on to say, even though we have the famous statement of Rav Nehuroi, who said, "Maniach ani kol umna shebaolam ve'eni melamedes b'ni ela Torah." So it seems that one is only supposed to learn Torah. So says Ramosha, Rav Nehuroi did not mean that one should rely on Nisan. Rav Nehuroi, he says, means something else altogether. He says, when a person is young, so one point Ramosha makes is that his ability to absorb is only that much. And if he's going to spend his time studying secular studies, studying for a panosa, he won't also be able to devote himself properly to learning Torah. And therefore, says Rav Nehuroi, a father should teach his son when he's young just Torah. And he can rely that when his child will get older and he'll need, of course, a panasa, and he'll need a panasa for his family, he'll, at that point, concentrate and, of course, go to work. All Nehuroi means is when he's young, spend time with that child just learning Torah. As Ramosha explains, what does Rav Nehuroi mean? He goes a little deeper. He says, just because, even though we're learning and we're explaining that one has to work for a panasa, that doesn't mean, says Ramosha, chas v'shalom, one should work on Shabbos and Yontif, that one should work during the time that he has to daven or during the time that he has to do mitzvahs. What we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that if we work during the time that we're allowed to work, then and not work during the times that we may not work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us panasa during just from the time that we're allowed to work. And that, he says, is what Reb Noroi meant. Reb Noroi meant that when a child is young, it's like for us adults, Shabbos and Yom Tov. No one would assume, Chas V'Shalom, that you're allowed to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov just because you need to make a panasa. So too, during the younger years of one's life, says Noroi, it's a time that you should learn, and it's not a time for anything else. But of course, even when someone, of course, when one gets older, even Rav Noroi will agree one should go to work. And says Rav Moshe a step further. Even if one will want to explain that the opinion of Noroi, of Rav Noroi, is based on the one could rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Nisim, and one could rely that if somebody spends his life learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him Panasa. He says that is only in the time, earlier times, when people were in a high madrega, where people were tzaddikim. Nowadays, where we don't have that madrega, we certainly can't just rely on Nisan. And on the other hand, says Rav Moshe, therefore, buying an insurance policy is not considered a lack of a tochen. And moreover, if you buy an insurance policy, whether it's an insurance policy, a disability policy, or some other type of pension, that when one is older, he won't have to work because he'll have an income, or one is buying a policy so he can leave over panasa for his family after he's no longer here. And says Rav Moshe, since insurance has now become a normal part of life, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Rav Moshe says a very interesting concept. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in these last hundreds of years where this concept of insurance has emerged, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brought into the world this concept, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that that's what everybody should do. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us insurance. And that's why any type of insurance policy is not to be viewed as a lack of bitachon. It's actually to be viewed as an act of bitachon. By buying insurance, you're saying, I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that came up with this concept for our benefit, and I'm taking advantage of this concept that comes from Hashem. Rav Moshe has another tshuva on this concept of insurance, and this is in Orech Chaim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Memches, where again, Rav Moshe was posed the question if one should buy insurance. And he quotes the tshuva that we just learned from him in Orech Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, where he already said that it's okay to buy insurance. And then Rav Moshe quotes a Gemara in Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Aleph says, Om Rav Yitzchak Omer Rav Ami, Ba Zocher, when a male is born, Ba Kikra B'yadai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he brings a Zocher to the world, brings with him his Panasa. Nekeva Enim Aklum, when a female is born, she comes with nothing. bought at the Amram Zana, she comes with no specific amount of panasa. And Rashi explains that a female's panasa is much more connected to her tefillah, that she has to be mespalel, as the Marsha explains, for panasa. In other words, says Rav Moshe, it turns out to be a very interesting situation. A male, even if he's not worthy that his tefillah should be in the skabel, has panasa, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the male to the world, he brought with him a gzera panasa. And Rav Moshe says not only his panasa, the panasa of his family. Not with a woman. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, how if a wife and family's panasa are dependent on the father, on the husband, so the husband has an obligation to make sure that his wife and family are taken care of. And that's why one should buy panasa. That's why one should buy insurance to make sure that his family, who don't have that same bracha that he is brought to the world with, should have panasa. And then Rav Moshe says, we actually see this concept in the Gemaras that we're learning here in Masechet Ksubos. Because our Gemaras here in Masechet Ksubos says that Chazal were Mesakin, that after a husband passes away, his almana and his daughters should be supported from his estate. Why? If you're supposed to have bitachin, so they'll be taken care of. It must be, says Rav Moshe, as he's explaining, based on the Gemara Masechta Nida, that the panasa of the family, particularly the wife and the daughters, are connected to the husband and the father. And therefore, the husband and the father has to make sure that there's panasa for them. And not only does he have to make sure that there's panasa for them, we see from Chazal, when he's alive, but even after he's no longer here, where the family needs schusim to still remain supported, Chazal say that we should, certainly one should buy insurance to see what is the what's worthwhile for them. Then Rav Moshe concludes where this person asks a mishaila that there were two types of policies that he could purchase. One was for $15,000, which will give him, when he's 65 years old, he'll get a certain amount of money on an annual basis for a certain amount of years. And another type is much more expensive. It's $50,000. But it won't give him any light benefits while he's alive, but will give him very significant benefit after he passes away. Which is the better insurance to buy? He says a very interesting psak, which is very much in line with his line of reason. He says, while a person is alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Nida, gives every person panasa. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him panasa. And of course, meaning giving him panasa means panasa for his family as well. But if he's no longer here, and therefore his family don't have him as the source of support, and they need, and they don't have that same bracha, as the Gemara explains, they're in a much more serious situation. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's much better to buy a policy. If one has those two options, it's better to buy a policy that will give significant benefit after the person is no longer here versus the buying a policy that will give benefits while one is alive. Two comments. One is, obviously, Rav Moshe would not be adverse to buy, if somebody could afford to buy both types of policies, both a policy for while he's alive and gets older and doesn't have the same source of income, and a policy for his family after he's no longer here. Rav Moshe would certainly welcome that. But now I have a different aura. Rav Moshe is saying that it's important for a husband to buy insurance for after he's not here for his family. But what about the other way around? Is there a point in a wife buying insurance for if she, chas v'shalom, predeceases her husband? It's not that clear that Rav Moshe would find that as acceptable. Clearly, Rav Moshe would hold that if there's only the ability to buy one policy, should the husband buy the life insurance policy, or should the wife buy the life insurance policy? Clearly, Rav Moshe would hold it's the husband who should buy the life insurance policy.